శ్రీరిషావాచ నారాయణ దేహ దేహ భాగాన్ లోకే కష్టాన్ కామాన్ అర్హసి బిర్భిలాంగే తపో దివ్యం పుత్రకా దీన సప్తం శుద్ధేశ్ జస్మాన్ బ్రహ్మ సుఖం అనంతం. This is a verse number 1, fifth canto, fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are publishing Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos in 60 volumes, and this is the latest volume just received today. Therefore, I am taking advantage of this volume, reciting one verse. This is in connection with Rishabhdev's instruction to his sons. Rishabhdev was a king and he had 100 sons. Of all of them, the eldest was Maharaj Bharat, under whose name India is called Bharatvarsha, since the time of Maharaj Bharat. So, the instruction was being discussed among the royal family members. Formally, all Vedic instructions were discussed among the very topmost class of men. Yajyad Atharati Sreshtha Lokastad Anuvartate. That is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. If the higher level class of men accept something as true, then the ordinary common man follows. So, the problem of life is discussed here by Rishabhdev. He says, my dear boys, na ayana deha dehu bhajan niluti kastana kaman arhasi birbhijan. Ayana means this body, this human form of body. It is also a body, and the dog's body is also a body, material body. It is also made of blood and bone and urine and stool and so many other things. The dog's body is also made the same ingredients. But what is the difference between dog's body and the human body? He advises, ayana deha, this human form of body, deha bhajana niloke. And where this body is obtained, it is obtained in the human society. This intelligent brain and good form of body, it is to be found in the human society. In the human society, you will find from this body big professors, big philosophers, scientists, mathematicians, and they are coming. Not from the dog society. That is not possible. Therefore, it should be properly utilized. Niloke. Niloke means the inhuman society. So, how it should be utilized? He says, kastana kamana arhati narhati virhiyangi. Kastana. Kastana means very, very hard labor. Kastana. And kamana means necessities of life. We require the necessities of the body, that is, required. We want to eat something, we must have a shelter to live, ahara nidra, bhaya, and we must defend from the enemies
or from the star
or other living beings, Kastan, Kama, who we require all these things, but not very hard labor, working day and night. That is for the lower animal. Kastana Kama, not Arhati, Viduhyana. As the animal is working very hard day and night for meeting the necessities of life, a human form of life is not meant for man. This is the basic principle of this stuff. Finally, this deha, this body, is meant for higher purposes, not for simply meeting the necessities of life. This is the basic principle of this stuff. They have no other way. The cats and dogs and hogs, they are working day and night. They have to find out some stool and eat it. And as soon as the body is filled, then sense gratification, sex life. This is going on in the lower class of animal life. So does it mean that human life also will be utilized only for this purpose? No. That is his advice. This is not my form. Wasting our time and living like the lower animals, cats and dogs and all. Then what is it meant for? He says, Tapo Vibham. My dear sons, this body is meant for tapo, austerity. Austerity. What is that austerity? Vibham, to realize God. That is the whole basic principle, that human body, human society should be trained intelligently in a such a way that he can understand God. This is the goal of life. In the Vedanta Sutra, those who are philosophically advanced, they myself study the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. So the first aphorism of the Brahma Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now this human form of life is there. We have got it by the material nature's grace. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life. Migration, transmigration, or evolution, as you say. Jalajanavalakthani, sthavaralakthavinsati, kimayorudrasankatha, paksinam dasalakthakam. In this way, there are aquatics, 900,000 different forms of life. And then from aquatics to plants and trees, 2 million forms. Then insects, different insects. Lemon, 1,100,000. Then birds, 1 million different forms. Then bees, 3 million different forms. In this way, there are 800 million. 8 million, and human beings, 400,000 species form there are. So out of that, the civilized man, the best form of human body, that is meant for this purpose. Tapo Vibham, Putraka Jina, Suddhiva Satta. My dear boys, you should not waste your time simply for finding out the necessities of this body and work very hard day and night and forget your own business. What is your own business? Self-realization. What I am? This is our own business. Am I this body or something else? We can understand it that I am not this body. Because as soon as you leave this body, this very soul, it is nothing but lump of matter. That you can understand. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson. To understand that I am not this body. If we live under the conception that I am this body, then Sri Shastra, Vedic literature, condemns, then you are now better than the cats and dogs. Because they also live under the bodily concept of bad. And if you do not understand that you are not this body, you are pure soul, and you are changing different forms of body for the realization of the highest goal of life. That you should understand. That is called tapasya. So if we do not become very sober, then to become sober, dhīra. Dhīra sattva namayate. Dhīra means sober. If we remain restless like animals, then we cannot achieve the goal of our life. We do not know how the laws of nature is working. We can experience how the laws of nature is working in our present life. Present life is just like a young man. If he thinks that I shall not become old, I shall remain young man. Will the nature's law allow it? No. You must become old. There is no question of saying that I don't want to become old man. So no, nature's law is not allowed. You must become old man and suffer the old age's disadvantages. But you must. Similarly, if the old man says, never mind, I'll become old man, I'll not die. No, nature's law is not allowed. You must die. Similarly, after that, if you think foolishly that there is no more life, that is also wrong. Nature's law is that you must accept another birth. This is nature's law. So we are dependent on nature's law. However, foolishly we declare that we are independent. We then don't care for anything. That will not stay. We are under the clutches of material nature's law. In this law, by evolutionary process, we have come to this human form of life. And if we don't utilize it properly, then we are missing the chance. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is reminding the whole human society that don't lose this chance of getting a human body. You must properly utilize. And how it is to be utilized, that is stated here by the Sabda. Suppose it is putraka jina saptam suddhe. Saptam, our existence, is now polluted. Therefore, we are getting this material body and changing this material body. And as soon as we get a material body, then our miserable condition begins. In this material body, nobody can say that there is no miserable condition. It is full of miserable condition. There are three kinds of miserable conditions. Adhyatri, adhibhauti, adhigauri. Adhyatri means pertaining to the body and pertaining to the mind. There are so many miseries. The other day, Sami Pushtakrishna was saying that in this country, there is a maximum number of suicide. Is it not? Why one commits suicide? Unless he feels bodily position very uncomfortable, mental condition, very disturbing. So this is called adhyatma, pertaining to the body and mind. There are many troubles. Every one of us, we have got that experience, that there are troubles. I may be very rich, I may have immense wealth, but if my body and mind is not in order, I am in trouble. So simply, material opulence, material wealth will not satisfy. We require bodily comforts, and you have millions of dollars, and if I am diseased man, I cannot endure. I cannot be in happiness. So these are one type of miserable condition. Similarly, there are other types of miserable conditions as sadhi bhogi. I do not wish to create any misunderstanding with a friend, but automatically there is some misunderstanding between friends, neighbors, nation, man-to-man, business friend. There are troubles. So this is called, not only is not human being, but other lower animals, just like there are insects, there are cockroaches, there are so many other living bodies, they are giving us trouble. That is called adi-bhauti. And adi-dvainik. Adi-dvainik is a nature's disturbance. So, there are three kinds of miserable condition in this material world, and either of them or all of them, they are always troubling us. This is our position. We have to understand that. We are suffering, that is, everyone knows. But by illusion, we think that this is not suffering, this is natural. No, it is not natural. Just like if you have got fever, it is disease. Don't think that it is natural. Why you should be suffering from all this trouble? That is not natural, that is unnatural. Because we are part and parcel of God. We living entities, we should be as happy as God is. That is our position. Satchidananda Vigraha. God is described Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchi Ananda. This is three defined features of God's body. What is that? Short. Sat means eternal. So, and chit. Chit means knowledge, full of knowledge. And ananda means filled, full of bliss. That is ananda. So this is God's body. And we are part and parcel of God. This place, gold and particle of gold. It may be very small particle. But one shall say it is gold. It is not anything. Similarly, in quality, we are same as God. Now, we have got this body, which is not eternal. God's body is eternal. And mind, this body is not eternal. And, Shakti, God is full of knowledge, omniscient. But my body is full of ignorance. Why these universities are there? Because we do not know what is what. That's why we are being educated. So that means this body is not full of knowledge. It's full of ignorance. So, and again, God's body is blissful and our body is miserable. So, the aim should be how, again, we come to the original position like God and of the same type of body. Blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. That is the aim of human life. Therefore, it is said, Kapodibbam. My dear friend, don't become like cats and dogs and work hard for the bodily necessities of life. This human form of life is meant for austerity. Why austerity? Let us enjoy. No. Kapodibbam putraka. If you accept the path of austerity, then your existence will be beautiful. Now at the present moment, the existence is not purified. Therefore we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. This is not our business. But because we have got this material body, who the nature's law forces to accept all these things, birth, death, old age and disease. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, janma mitru jaradhyadhi dukho dosanu darshan. We are trying to be happy, fighting with unhappiness, but we do not know our real unhappiness that we have to die, we have to take birth again, we have to become diseased, and we have to accept old age. Janma mitru jaradhyadhi dukho dosanu darshan. This is intelligence. That I am trying to solve all the problems of life by advancement of civilization, education, scientific knowledge, and so many things. That's all life. But what is the solution of my these four principles of miserable condition? Birth, death, old age and disease. And because we cannot make any solution, we set aside these four problems. We go on with the temporary problem and become busy to solve it. And in this way, we waste our valuable human form of life, like the cats and dogs. This is the instruction. So we should not do that. We must be sober, and we must. And it is not very difficult. The knowledge is there in the Vedic literature. If everyone can accept it, it is not a sectarian so-called religious principle. It is scientific. Every human being should understand his position. Every human being should not waste his valuable time. So therefore, Narsimhadas Thakur, a great devotee and a great Vaishnava Acharya, he has sung a nice song. Hari Hari Vi Phali Janamagunai. My dear God, I got this chance of human form of body, and unfortunately, I have wasted my time without any self-realization. Hari Hari Vi Phali Janamagunai. Manastha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Navas. I got this very valuable form of life, human form of life. But instead of understanding what is God, Radha Janiya Sanya Vishwakhand, knowingly and drunk poison. This is the opportunity to understand God and make solution of all different types of birth and death and transmigration from one body to another. And as soon as I get a material body, immediately there are so many miserable conditions. But I am a spirit soul, part and parcel of God. I have nothing to do with all these things, but I am being forced to be working with these problems of life. This is human intelligence. Therefore, he requires to lead a saintly life. It is not possible, of course, that everyone should become saintly. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, it is prescribed varnasamdham. Varnasamdham. Varna means four classification of the society. And ashrama means four division of spiritual life. The society, it is not meant for any particular nation or particular community. It is meant for the whole humanity. Krishna says in Bhagavad. The human society should be divided into four groups. What is that? The first class man. There are first class, second class, third class, fourth class man. We have got experience. Not that everyone is equally intelligent. No. There is difference of classification or intelligence. Or dreaming, there are so many things, division. So here also we have got division in classification. That is natural. So first class men means they should be trained as brahmin, at least one class of men. Dasupandam Maya system. In order to realize the highest goal of life, There must be division in the society and there must be division in spiritual life. And the social life is divided into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Brahmana means the most intelligent class of man. One who can understand God. That is Brahmana. Brahma Jananati is Brahmana. First class man means not first class dress. First class man means he has got full knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam astitvam brahma brahma svabhavam. Full knowledge. He knows what is God. That is first class man. But the second class man means the kshatriya, the administrators. The administrator class of man, because government men, they must be very sober to rule over the citizens. There are varieties of men and to regulate them so that the state may go on very peacefully. So, this is dependent on the kshatriya, and they must be prepared to fight to the enemies. These are, everything is described in the Shastra and the Bhagavad Gita. Pija, Sodjam, Yudhita, Palana. The administrators should be so brave that whenever there is a war, they must first of all come forward to fight so that soldiers and others may follow. So they are second class men. And they should be instructed by the first class men. Then their activities will be nice. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Vaishya means the productive class. Their business is how to produce food for all the society. And give protection to the cows. Kisi go raksha vanijam, Vaishya tanma sabhava. There must be sufficient meat in human society. If you give more meat and milk products, then your brain will be very sharp. You will understand things very nicely, correctly. Therefore, milk is very important. In the Vedic Shastra, cow protection is a commandment. Why? Because milk is very, very important. Milk is. What about the meat eaters? Well, if there are meat eaters, they can eat other animals. But especially, they should not eat the cow. They should give them protection. So, because the Vaishya, the first class, second class, third class, they are meant for producing food for the society. The milk is very important. Therefore, it is the government. Krishi Bhuraksha Mahajam. And if there is excess, they can say, this is the first class, second class, third class, and those who cannot act as first class men are a second class man or third class man, that means fourth class man, they are called liberal or what third class of man. So, it is not that because one person is belonging to the what third class and another person is becoming the first class, then differentiation. No. Everyone is important. Just like in this body, the head is very important. That is a fact. If the head is cut off, then whole body is finished. But that does not mean that head is simply required without leg. The leg is also required. The hand is also required. The belly is also required. Similarly, the first class man, the second class man, the third class man, and the fourth class man, all of them are equal. Provided they are adjusted for the higher aim of life. The higher aim of life, the brain. The brain means, the first class brain means to realize self, to understand God, and do according. This is it. This is called Varnasam Dharma. So unless one takes to the Varnasam Dharma as a prescribed, it is not human society. It is cats and dog society. And you cannot be happy however you may adjust and in a society which is filled up with cats and dog. That is not possible. So this basic instruction, it is not meant for any particular person, any community or any country. It is meant for everyone, so we should take advantage. Yes, Yeah, they are for publishing in English so many books, so that people will understand English language is spoken practically all over the world. We are telling also this book has been appreciated by the professors in university and highly learned circles and government also. So, and depending from the half an hour or 45 minutes, it is not possible to explain all the basic intelligence. We are distributing this book. I would request you to read all these books as far as possible and take advantage of them. Because we regret, as it is advised by the Lord Krishna to his sons, Tapo Devana Putraka. Putraka means my dear boy. You do not spoil your journey simply for meeting the necessities of this body very hardly, like cat and dog. It is not required. The real business is to realize yourself, that is Tapo Devana, for which, and actually, we do not require Brahmas to walk for meeting the necessities of that. Because from the Shastra, we can understand that our necessities of life are already there. There. The Seva Heta Prajate Ita Kovida. The Shastra says, don't bother yourself about the necessities of life. This is already settled. You will get depend on the supplier of the necessities of life. The supplier of necessities of life is God. That is the description in the basic literature. Therefore, you see practically that Christians go to church and they request Lord, God, Father, give us our daily bread. Actually, it is supplied by Him. So, there are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and God is the creator of them, and He is supplying all the necessities of them. We human beings, we have got different enterprises, but what the enterprises have got the elephants in Africa? There are millions of elephants. Who is feeding them? And the ants also. There are trillions and millions of ants in your room. Who is feeding them? So, we do not believe in God. That is our defect. Otherwise, if God is providing food for the lower animals, why not for us if they become God conscious? So there is no reason. We shall get. But we have been habituated for economic development. Let us do it. It doesn't matter. But don't forget God. That is it. If you forget God, then you are no better than God. This is the movement of Krishna consciousness movement that we are reminding everyone. Then don't remain like lower animals. You have got this opportunity of human life. You go, accept little austerity. So what we are prescribing, austerity. Especially European American boys, they are under training. Our first business is to take declaration that the devotee will not indulge in illicit sex life, not meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. This is austerity. And chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. It is not very difficult. Just like these boys, girls, they are chanting Hare Krishna. And they are undergoing the austerity. So they are not bad. Not that unhealthy. You can see. They are living. And they will live. About, they have become purified. Pasapodibvam jena sattam suddhe. This is purifying our existence. Purifying existence means no more material world. Tatta dehanu punarjanma naiti, mamaiti, kaunti. These are the information we get. That if we purify our existence, our existential position, then the result will be the taktadeha. We have to give up this body. The action doctors will give up and I will also give up. That's a fact. But the action dog, they will get another material body. But if you purify your existential position, then taktadeham punarjanmanti. You will not to have accept any more material body. You shall stay in your spiritual body. And when you stay in your spiritual body, you become equal with God. Chakshit ananda. Eternal, ananda, blissful and full of knowledge. That is the human form of life. Yes, aim of human mission. Don't miss this. There is ample information. The practice is very easy. Anyone can do it. So our only request is, take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand it properly. It is not meant for any particular person, nation or community. It is for every human being. So we request you to study this movement and take to it seriously. Then you will be all happy. Thank you very much. Pray.
Good morning,
Jay.
I refer to the general discourse in the Bhagavad Gita, verse 20. Lord Krishna says, I am the self. I am the beginning, the end, the beginning, the middle, and the end of all these. The name goes to say on verse, on the same discourse, in verse 22. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. What does the effect mean by creation and all these? Does it mean the universe as a whole?
Yes. Creation means this material world. There are two worlds, material world and spiritual world. Spiritual world is eternal and material world is created. We can experience anything material is created, it is maintained for some time, then it is annihilated. Nothing remains ever, forever. So when creation means this material world, not this spiritual world. So when Krishna says, Aham Adihi Divana, Aham Sarvastra Prabhava, that means God is not within this material world, created being. He is the creator. So creator was there in the beginning, and then the created material world was in existence, or is in existence. Therefore, God is not one of these created things. He is beyond creation. He is transcendent. If we accept God is also one of the created beings, that is our mistake. Because if God created this material world, He was existing before the creation. Therefore, He is not one of the products of this creation. Therefore, He is Satchidananda Vikram. His body is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. Creator means He must have full knowledge. How God creates this material world, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasyatata annaya itaratasya akkesu avijna sara. This creator is well conversant directly and intimately. Every detail of the world. That's why we are trying to study how this material world is going on. How the big, big planets are floating in the air. We cannot understand properly. There are so many scientists, but they do not understand what are these. There are innumerable universes. This is only one universe. Oh, so he must have full knowledge. how he is maintaining this material world. Therefore, he is called Avijna. He is not dull-headed. He has got full knowledge. That is what. Omniscient. He has got full knowledge. We may not have, because we are very teeny. A child may not have knowledge, but the father knows everything. He is the supreme father. He knows everything. He has got full knowledge. There are things, indirect and direct, in both ways. He is avijna, he is well aware, everything. Then the next question is sarar. Sarar, because we are thinking in our own way of life that if God has got so much knowledge, where from we got it? Because we have got experience that whenever we require knowledge, we go to a superior person and take knowledge from him. Then where from God has got so much knowledge? Therefore the answer is sarat. Sarat means he is fully independent. He is not dependent for knowledge to anyone else. So these things are there, we have to study very nicely. So your question about the creation, infinite, and annihilation, it is being done by the Supreme Lord. The material world is there. Our body is also like that. It is created at a certain day. It exists for a certain time. And it is annihilated. This is being done by God. This is the law of nature. Nature means an instrument in the hands of God. Maya adhyakshayana prakriti svirati acharacharam. This is the information. Don't think that material nature is working automatically. No. This is not working. Behind this material nature, this big machine, there is operator God. That is the nature. This is meditation. If you become sober and think of everything, that is meditation. Meditation means the subject matter must be very sober, and you think over and find out the solution, that is meditation. Yeah.